I'd like to call to order the monthly meeting of the Arizona Board of Athletic Training on June 5th, 2023 at 9:32 a.m. Do a roll call. Eric Fries. Bart Peterson is absent. Charles Boffman.
Here.
Cheryl Ingram.
Here.
Seth Myers, at least for now, is not present as well. Shana Ganatra.
Here.
Amber Jones.
I'm here.
And Mark Harris.
Present.
All right. Do we have any declaration of conflicts of interest? Hearing none, we will move on to number four. I would entertain a motion to approve the regular session meeting minutes from May 5th, 2023.
This is Cheryl. Excuse me. I move to approve the following board minutes of May 1st with the following corrections. Chuck and Seth were not present.
For May 5th, not May 1st.
May 5th, yes.
It should be the 1st. I apologize. That is a typo.
Okay.
I don't think I can second because I wasn't there.
Exactly.
Yeah. We may have to table until Seth can join us.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Okay. So we will table 4-1 for now. Let's go to 5, future board meeting schedule. Everybody good with those 3 dates? Obviously, all Google Meets.
Yes.
Very good. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Number 6, review, discussion, possible actions, complaints, hearings, investigations, and compliance. We have no reviews on A or B. Number 7, I would entertain a motion to ratify the consent agenda as written.
This is Chuck. I move to ratify the consent agenda as written.
This is Cheryl. I second.
It has been moved and seconded to ratify the consent agenda as written. All those in favor?
Eric Fries.
Aye.
Chuck Boffman.
Aye.
And Cheryl Ingram.
Aye.
Hearing no oppositions, the consent agenda has been ratified. Excuse me. Number 8, review consideration of public applications for licensure. We have nothing on number 8. Number 9, review, discussion, possible action, board business and reports. Update on replacement of board members.
So I'll take that over, Mr. Frias.
Yep.
I have touched base with the director, and last we spoke, she is working on all applications that are coming in based on the outreach that I did to receive applicants for the 2 professional board member positions. I am waiting to hear back, and I'm going to follow up again this week to see where we are at in the process.
Okay. Chuck, do you know, and or Shane obviously probably doesn't know exactly, but when you expire as our other professional member?
I think I'm in 25.
Okay, so we've got some time, fortunately. My concern is obviously as we go further and further and further, we're going to end up in a situation where if Bart and I are still doing this, we're going to end up with a situation where every professional member is going to be booted off at the exact same time, which is obviously not good. So I'm glad you've got a couple years to go. Okay. You're still on, Shana?
Okay. So I'm going to refer now to 9D1 financial review under executive director's report. So I did compile, with the assistance of our finance department, we did compile the financial report. And it does include in blue the quoted or anticipated amounts that are to come up for this upcoming month, I should say. And that is due to the fiscal year closing. And so we are looking at funds that are available and what is can be used. Those expenses, some of that is based on potentially today's conversation under item 11, so that I don't know if we should just table that information until that conversation occurs. But part of that review is the Salesforce purchasing. We do need to extend Salesforce as Centia is still not available or ready to be transitioned at this time. And so that does incorporate that, as well as we looked at purchasing new board member laptops. Should we meet in person anytime in the future, which would be split between the two boards, OT board and AT board. So that those are the expenses that you are seeing as a potential coming up, which still leaves us with a good amount left in our budget that needs to be spent or could be spent, I should potentially be spent in this current fiscal year.
The amount that's readily available to us by it, for the rest of this month, obviously, is does that roll over, I'm assuming?
No. So that amount actually is by June 30th needs to be spent.
Needs to be encumbered towards that, something.
That's correct. Yes, that is correct.
Okay. So, yes, let's talk about that, obviously, when we get down to number 11.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. If no other questions, I'll move on to 9B2, which is review of recent board staff activities. Amber and I are continuing the hybrid model, 2 days in office, remaining in work from home. And, of course, if it's on a board meeting, for the board meeting day, we are in office. And we are still processing applications and dry needling registrants as well that we're getting quite a few of. So.
Okay.
And then Ventia migration, just to give an update, we were fast-tracked and we still are, but that date has been pushed back from June 1st. We don't have a finalized date yet of when we will migrate to Ventia. However, I do anticipate it may be by July that we will have us up and running with Ventia.
And the Salesforce, quote-unquote, membership or whatever that is can just be extended by month?
So Salesforce, the executive directors on the boards that use Salesforce have to put in a vote as far as if we requested a six-month or one-year contract, and it is consistent. We cannot just do individualized contracts. So the consensus was 6 months. And so that has been extended. So we will have Salesforce for 6 months, even though Ventia may, transition sooner. And that date starts in July. So we would have Salesforce from July onwards for the 6 months.
For 6 months. And that money has obviously been encumbered for that already.
That's correct. So they're looking at using FY23 funds to encompass that, and we're still working with finance department, but I believe that is the case that we can use FY23 funds to, which is why we've quoted it in June finances to cover that expense. So we will be, we will be in the clear. We will be fine.
Sure. Yeah. It's unfortunate. We just have to be using or be paying for a service that we're no longer using.
I agree.
It is what it is.
It is nice, though, that we do get Salesforce as we're transitioning to Ventia and not just cutting it straight because
yeah, absolutely.
It does have some data error migration issues, and so we want to make sure we have Salesforce to ensure that we don't lose any data.
Yeah.
But I do agree. It's a few more months than we anticipated.
Yeah. Oh, well.
I know. all right. And then moving on to 9B. Six and under one, we have 972 current licensees, which has grown since last month.
Big time.
Yes.
Yeah.
quite a few. If you've noticed, we've had a lot that we had to approve this period. And Amber was mentioning because graduations and whatnot, but
yep.
Quite a few. And the 9B3-2, which is active consent agreements, we've got three, and the next one is due November 8th of 23.
Okay. Thank you for that. Let's do our number 10 call to the public. Mr. Messman, I see that you are on the line if you have anything.
Mr. Chair, members of the board, I do not at this time. Thank you for all your service and what you do.
Thank you, Mr. Messman.
Thank you.
Stephen Myers, if you have anything that you would like to express to the board and or questions or anything like that, now would be the time to do so. If not, you can just continue to remain silent. Entirely up to you. All right. Silence speaks volumes. Okay, so let's go to, obviously, our number 11 regarding the financial information. So, Shana, go ahead and elaborate on that if you'd like, please.
Yes, I did add that to the agenda and noticed myself and Amber that we would like the board to consider the salary and bonuses for executive director and administrative assistant. And if I may suggest possibly going into executive session to further discuss that.
Okay. I would just need a motion for that, obviously.
This is Chuck. I move to go into executive session for personnel matters.
This is Cheryl. I second.
Has been moved and seconded to go into executive session for personnel matters. All those in favor?
Eric Fries.
Aye.
Chuck Baughman.
Good to see you, Chuck.
Cheryl Ingram.
Aye.
Hearing no oppositions, we are in executive session.
You guys returned at 9:50.
Yeah, and then obviously if anybody's still left from the public, put them back in.
No, they both tuned out, David and Stephen.
Okay. All right. I would certainly entertain a motion regarding information previously discussed.
This is Cheryl. I move to approve the spot incentive bonuses discussed in executive session.
For, can you delineate, please, just for, so we have on documentation for whom those spot incentives are?
For the executive director and administrative assistant for the athletic training board.
Thank you.
This is Chuck. I second.
Has been moved and seconded to approve the spot incentive for the executive director as well as the administrative assistants for the athletic training board. All those in favor?
Eric Fries.
Aye.
Cheryl Ingram.
Aye.
Chuck Baughman.
Hearing no oppositions, the spot incentive has been approved. And please, Shana and Amber, be aware of the fact that if we can somehow make this a permanent addition to your salary, it needs to be done. So I always think you're both underpaid. So I have no problems approving this whatsoever, and hopefully we can continue to either provide you the spot incentives consistently or increase salary.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Yes. Okay.
If I may, I'll end up sending you an email just to get your stamp of approval as the chair.
Okay.
So I can send it to CSB.
For sure. I just need to do it like a signature or something?
Yes, similar to what was in the past.
Right. Okay. All right. No problem whatsoever. All right. Any other items regarding number 11? So I know we talked, other than what I've got. So if neither Amber or Shandy, you don't have anything else on number 11, I just want to discuss, obviously, the funds readily available to you for the next, three and a half weeks or so that need to be encumbered towards something, needless to say, useful for the board. So how would those, first of all, I guess, how many funds do we have readily available for the rest of the month, and what would you like to allocate those funds towards?
That's a wonderful question. If I may, the financial review report at the bottom, if you're looking at it, says remaining ending allotment. So that's potentially under June what we would have left. If you would like, I can disclose it, or if you just wanted to.
Go ahead and disclose it. That's fine.
$13,775, which is the remaining ending allotment.
$13,775.
Okay. Correct. And from what I understood, we should at least keep a 5% left in the funds should any bills that were missed need to be allocated towards that.
All right. So 5% of that. Do the math.
5% of the total, which I think could be the same, but it's the appropriation is $39,325 every quarter. And then, so that would be times four. And then we would just take 5% of that amount and have that remaining in the funds. And forgive me, my math on the spot is not great.
Not a problem.
Approximately 7,800 should be left over should anything come up.
Out of that 13,700.
Out of that 13,700, yes, yeah.
Say that number again.
7,865 is what I got.
7,800. Okay.
5% of that. Yeah.
Okay, so that's about what $6,100.
Yeah, approximately, yeah.
Okay, so let's just say $6,000 needs to be spent by the end of the month.
That's correct, Seth. And we are looking at supplies that are necessary, possibly stamps, seals, anything that we could anticipate needing prior to Sentia migration, because, of course, once Sentia is migrated over, we wouldn't be sending as many licenses, and so we wouldn't need stamps or golden seals as much or
right.
their need. So in that case, then we're also looking to any office supplies, ink, any types of things that we could need for business operations.
Sure.
And possibly, we'll see if there's any funds left over. We did get Adobe Edition, which is something that, of course, would be allocated towards that. And it's not quite a high amount, but there's, these expenses do add up. And that helps us to edit the meeting recordings and whatnot. So we do split that between both boards. So things like that, I think we were looking at to spend the remainder, which does add up pretty quickly.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Now, just for my own knowledge, hypothetically speaking, if we as the board decided not to spend that $6,000, roughly,
mm-hmm.
where does it go?
Into the universe. Essentially, I think it disappears.
General fund.
Yeah, because it's allocated towards our board, and if it's not utilized, then it doesn't it's not for use.
Right. In other words, use it or lose it.
Correct. That's correct. Use it or lose it. Yeah.
And then moving forward, they look at, well, you didn't use that money in the last year, so we're not going to give it to you this year.
That's correct. Yeah.
It's the game. It's the game. No problem. So in other words, you have 6,100-ish, spend 62.
Correct. Correct.
Okay. So do you feel as though that amount of money would be absorbed by the needs that you have within the next month? Can you spend that amount of money on what you just mentioned?
Yes, I suspect we should be able to hit our mark based on what we could purchase for office use. And of course, we'd have to see if we have extra funds, what else the office may need, that we could easily spend. Maybe it's better monitors should our monitors not be working or, whatever.
Sure.
We just pushed out laptops, so that's not necessary at this time. But it's quite a big amount to spend before the end of the fiscal year, definitely. But I suspect that we'll be able to in order to get supplies.
Okay.
Yeah.
And do you need board approval in order to spend those funds?
No, not unless I typically like to inform the board if I'm buying something large, Salesforce, for instance,
sure,
was approximately a larger spend. So those types of things I do come to the board just to inform. But I don't believe so unless it's, unless I think it's a preference, and I do prefer to just inform if it's something huge, like board laptops, for instance. That's another
right.
thing we were considering spending on.
Okay. Not that you need my approval by any means, but obviously,
I appreciate it.
Do what you got to do. I mean, I mean, Cheryl and Chuck, I don't, obviously don't speak for you, so you want to chime in on that too?
I'm good. Whatever you need, Shane.
Okay.
Appreciate that, Cheryl.
All right. So that obviously that money then will be readily available to you to do whatever you need to do. You mentioned just real quickly that not that I feel it's necessary, but you've done laptops already. Is that what you said?
We did laptops for board staff. And so
board staff. Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
And then we asked for an appropriation during fiscal year 24, to get, board, member laptops, since we use board member funds for board staff laptops, since it was an urgent situation. We were having burnt out laptops and whatnot.
Understood.
And so we did not get that approved. I think with the change in the governor's office, I believe that that held up a lot of funds, and so a lot of asks didn't get approved. And so this fiscal year, we had the funds to use for board member laptops. So, and because they're very old and really not functional, it was appropriate to put them towards board member laptops.
Got it. And that'll be in 24.
Well, because we didn't get that approved in the appropriation, we can purchase them today. And as long as they're fulfilled and provided this month, then they can be allocated towards what's left in the fund.
And that money has already been encumbered.
It has been potentially. That's just the estimated amount. We're still waiting on quotes and getting that approved. Getting that fulfilled.
Understood.
And then fulfilled, then yes, it would be encumbered towards.
Okay. Thank you. I'm not apologizing for so many questions. I just want to make sure I know what we're doing.
I appreciate that. My goal is to be very transparent about all aspects. So I'm
for sure.
You're asking. Yeah. And I apologize. I don't have a full list of, we're to meet today, Amber, Vicki, and I, to discuss how we want to utilize the remainder of the funds. So I'd be happy to provide an update at the next board meeting.
Okay. Terrific. That'd be great. Yeah. So regarding, unless someone else has something else on number 11, No. Okay. So then number 12, obviously put that on future agenda item just to discuss that. I mean, no actions needed, just as a refresher for the board.
Yeah, or as an inform. Yeah.
Continue to put future board members on there, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody else have anything else for future agenda items?
The table 4-1-4.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. My apologies. Yep. Since we didn't get set. So we've tabled 4-1. The regular session meeting minutes for May 5th, 2023 will have to be put on there. Okay.
And Ms. Ingram, thank you for catching that. Mr. Harris, do I just make that addendum? And then that way it's reviewed, or do we have to wait for that motion prior to the addendum?
Shana, I think you can just let the minutes reflect this month that the board did not approve the minutes for lack of a quorum, and then we'll just re-agendize it for the next meeting.
Okay, and I apologize. What I meant, Mr. Harris, is do I change because there was an error in the agenda, the minutes? Should I revise the minutes to be reviewed?
Oh, I'm sorry, I misunderstood, Shana. Yes, I think you can just do that, and we don't need to provide, because they weren't approved today, I think you can just administratively correct that, and then next month they'll be correct for the board to approve.
Thank you.
Great.
Too bad. Sorry, I misunderstood.
Okay. Okay, anything else for future agenda items? All right, hearing none. I would entertain a motion to adjourn, number 13.
This is Chuck. I move to adjourn at 12:02 Central.
Carol, I second.
It's been moved and seconded to adjourn the meeting as of 10:03 a.m. Arizona time. All those in favor?
Eric Trees.
Aye.
Cheryl Ingram.
Aye.
Chuck Baughman.
Aye.
Hearing no oppositions, we are adjourned.